D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. And if it's Creed, it can only be one man. Our very own Joe Rexroad on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Rexroad has been covering the SEC tournament, basically living at Bridgestone Arena. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I have a did you know about Scott Stapp. Did you know that he took a visit as a potential Vanderbilt baseball recruit back when I was playing ball for the Commodores? Did you know that?
I did know. Did you? I did not know that. Did you take him out of the town?
I did not. I was not the lead guy, but I did meet him that night. But I don't remember where he ended up. But I didn't think anything of it for all those years. And then one of my buddies, one of my teammates, like, you know, we had that guy. He was there. I was like, that was him? That was quite the story.
Hey Rex, you know why Willie didn't take him? Because Willie's not the cool one.
Hey, I'll have you know, Derek, there's only one guy that I didn't get when I was assigned the duty as the basketball/baseball. There's only one guy I didn't get. He was from my hometown of Orlando, Florida, Mark Belhorn, who I grew up with. And he went to Auburn instead, and he played second base for the 04 Red Sox, who won the World Series. So that's the only guy I didn't get. I got Billy McCaffrey. I take credit for him. Not solely, but I was part of the team.
That's pretty good. I think society should be mad at you, Willie, for not telling Scott Stapp to never join a band, please, ever in your life.
Rex, before we get to the basketball, I just have to ask you this question because I heard you this morning. Have you been behaving yourself on the buffet so far today?
Yeah, I have had no desserts, so I think that's good. I have not hit the starch. I have had some pork tenderloin, some chicken fingers. So, you know, not the healthiest, but I did have a salad.
Okay.
So far, not bad. So far, not bad.
Some greens are good. So let's talk about the teams you've been watching so far today. Let's start with Kentucky. Kentucky wins again. The Wildcats defeat Missouri. Kentucky faces Florida tomorrow in what should be an entertaining game. Joe, Kentucky may be the most confounding team in the country to me as March Madness approaches. They certainly have the talent to do some damage, but the Wildcats have been wildly inconsistent. So based on what you've seen from Kentucky so far in this tournament, what do you think their ceiling is in the Big Dance?
I think they're like a Sweet 16. Like, I'd be surprised if we see that team in a regional final. And you're right, they're talented, but, I mean, let's remember, their point guard, Jalen Lowe, is out for the year. Their big guy, who is really going to be their main interior piece, Jaden Quaintance, you know, coming off the ACL, and he barely played this year. The game he played against St. John's, they win that game. They looked a lot different. He would have changed them defensively a lot. So they're talented, but, I mean, Denzel Aberdeen is a fine player, and, you know, Colin Chandler can hit shots. Obviously, Ortega Owe is a very dynamic player. But I don't think that they're – I don't necessarily – when I watch them, I don't think I'm looking at some mega-talented team that's underachieving. I just think that they're a good team. They're like a low top 25 kind of team. So I think if they make the Sweet 16, they'll be doing pretty well.
Let's talk about the second game. Tennessee comes back to defeat Auburn 72-62. I know that you've been doing your bracket watch on The Athletic. I would love to know – what you think the fate of Auburn will be. But before you tell us that, I want to ask you about Nate Ament, who returned to action today, 27 points for the Vols. As you know full well, there have been so many examples of players taking teams on their backs and dragging them to a national title or close to a national title. I'm thinking of Kemba Walker. I'm thinking of Carmelo Anthony. Is Ament the type of talent who can do that for the Vols?
I don't think so. Now, if he were back next year after a year in the weight room and maybe they were a little bit better in some places, then yes, but of course he's not going to be here. So he's really good, but, like, you know, you're talking like Carmelo and Kemba Walker. I mean, you're talking about clearly, like, that's like the best player in the country, or clearly at least like a first team All-America. I mean, Amen has gotten a lot better, and he was terrific today, especially when you consider coming off the injury. I think that he can elevate them past maybe, you know, where they might end up. Obviously, he's their best player, but I mean, I watch them today a lot, and you watch Tennessee, and you can just, especially offensively, and you're just like, man, you're underwhelmed, you know? I mean, it's basically Jacoby Gillespie or Amen is going to score for them. So, I mean, they are a limited offensive team, and I kind of look at them the same way as Kentucky. Like, I think a Sweet 16 would be a pretty good outcome. Could he absolutely go nuts and get them close to the first Final Four in school history? I mean, it's crazy to think that this particular Tennessee team would be the one to make history, because we've seen some much better Tennessee teams in recent years. But he is a special talent. So if we're talking red hot from outside and really aggressive putting the ball on the floor, then maybe he can get them a round or two beyond what I think is probably their ceiling, which is the Sweet 16.
Now, Rex, we talk about Tennessee, and obviously you just explained about Kentucky. Another team, Arkansas, led by Darius Acuff. I mean, they got a hell of a three-guard combination. All of their guards are averaging over 10 points per game. But are they like Kentucky in regards to, hey, if this team goes on a run, or if Acuff, he can be one of those type of guys that can kind of lead you through a tournament?
Oh, no question. Now, I have a very different answer for Arkansas. Teammates. In fact, obviously Florida is a Final Four, contender, maybe even a favorite at this point. But to me, the other team in this league that I really could see in Indianapolis is Arkansas. I mean, Acuff is unbelievable. Like, Acuff is, it's kind of, because of this freshman class, he's kind of been overshadowed more than he should have been. But if anybody's been watching him closely, he's he's going to be a great player in the NBA. He's a great player now. And if you look at the rest of the talent they have, maybe in the interior they haven't been consistent enough or as good as they need to be. But I still think they have plenty of talent everywhere. And if they put it together, they can absolutely – they are a scary 4 or 5 in the NCAA tournament. Very scary.
Yeah, if they could get Trevon Brazel to continue to play the way he has been playing. I mean, they got a four-man rotation with those four guys that can absolutely, like you said, they can catch fire and they can lead this team to potentially a national championship. Now, Vanderbilt, looking at what they have been able to do, Willie and I, and as well as Adam, but Willie and I have really been honing in on Vanderbilt and some of the pros and the cons. I think they do excellent job at playing defense. I do think they do an excellent job at protecting the passing lanes, but they always find themselves in foul trouble. What is it that this team need to do in order to make a big run?
Yeah, I mean, there's some matchups that I think are just tough for them, and it's whether you play a big team with who can rotate a lot of bigs in there, and especially aggressive bigs, I think that's where you can see that foul trouble, and you can see their lack of depth up front can bite them a little bit. I think with Vanderbilt, Duke Miles, obviously they had to have him back, and it hasn't been like immediately snap your fingers really good. I feel like, although he's a guy who gets, like you said, gets in the passing lane, he creates havoc. He can also kind of get lost off the ball sometimes, but it seems to me, I thought in the last time out that they looked more like early season Vanderbilt, and it's going to be those two guys playing off each other, driving the ball, shooting the ball, Tanner and Miles I'm talking about, but then also obviously they have to get nickel shots, right? Teams have basically, a lot of teams in the back half of the SEC schedule have just, you can tell the number one thing is that he does not breathe out there. We are there on the catch, and I think it's hurt him and hurt his confidence some. And if they can get him some clean looks, and sometimes you get away from your conference teams and all of a sudden some of the stuff you run works better, and if they can do that, I really think that that they can be very dangerous.
Joe Rexroad is with us from The Athletic, and of course Robbie and Joe in the morning with their Robbie and Rexroad great morning show. Joe, Derek and I, the three of us have also discussed the emergence of Chandler Bing as the season's gone along.
Yeah,
he's still not a finished product, but Mark Byington has noted how young he is. Even he's got a big body, but he's a true freshman. He's the guy that often is getting the assignment on the other team's best player. I would expect him to go head to head with Ament a lot tomorrow, but I think he's a huge X factor, especially if he can have the kind of game he had in Knoxville and chip in some offensively.
Yeah, no question. Well, it's funny because Mark Byington was out there today watching Tennessee Auburn, and I was chatting with him a little bit. We talked about that. You know, Chandler Bing was a guy who they probably thought like next year he'd be a key guy, but would he even play this year? Or if he played, would he play much? And then, you know, even early on, it was like, yeah, he's going to have to be out there. But you think about early season versus now. I think you're absolutely right. They figured out he can guard 1 through 4, and I think he's going to be, especially like a big athletic scoring wing, he is an ideal matchup, even as a freshman. Like you said, super strong. It's hard to believe he's a freshman. And yes, he can shoot the ball. He's got some skill too. It's almost like, you know, last year Tanner, you know, was a good player here and there. He'd score the ball a little bit. He didn't look to shoot a lot, but you can kind of see it coming. Like, I could see him next year being really a dynamic player for this program. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I think he'll be on Amit tomorrow, and I think in the tournament you're going to see, depending on matchups, he might have a game where he's playing high 20s, you know, 30 minutes, just because he is that switchable defender.
Joe, what's the big thing in the matchup with Kentucky and Florida tomorrow? Florida's gotten them twice, but of course we know what Kentucky is going to have atmosphere-wise. I got to feel like they're going to have a chance. They've got a little momentum, I guess, having won a couple of games here, but Florida is looking awfully tough. Do you give them a chance?
Yeah, but they're going to have to shoot the heck out of the basketball. You know, they're going to – and sometimes – I think sometimes a team has an advantage in day two when they've played that one game, and then they're playing a team that has not played yet. But sometimes you get to day three, and the legs get a little tired. I mean, they're going to have to shoot the heck out of the basketball. And frankly, like, they're going to need – you know, they're going to need Florida to not shoot well. And that's – I think that's almost like everybody who plays Florida from now on. Like, if Xavier Lee is going to hit threes and Clavshar off the bench is going to hit threes, Howe comes out and hits one. It's so hard to deal with them because we know what they have inside. So I'm with you, though. I mean, the crowd should be great. They'll have the building. And you just have to fight them so hard to get a freaking rebound, you know. And Kentucky has big bodies, but they just don't. I mean, we saw anybody who watched that game last week – over time, you just could see it. Like, they just weren't going to be able to hang with them. So they're going to have a – it's one of those, like, you know, you have to do those little things like not turn it over and stuff like that. But, like, just an outside special day of shooting and more like early season Florida for them from outside.
All right, Joe, let's end where Adam started here with Auburn losing today and all of the fun theatrics of Bruce Pearl, Stephen Pearl, and Miami of Ohio, who lost earlier today to go 31-1. What do you think happens here?
Yeah, I'm going through my bracket for tomorrow right now, and I think that I'm going to have Auburn in and SMU out. It's really close, but, I mean, the numbers, you know, there's a lot of metrics where they're just a little bit ahead of SMU. And so, to me, I mean, it's just an absolute no-brainer, right? I mean, it's the Bruce Pearl Bowl, Miami of Ohio and Auburn and Dayton in a first four game. Let's do it.
You're in. You're in on that, okay? You say the committee will
heck
just do
yes.
that. But they would never do that for TV purposes or drama purposes, would they?
Well, I mean, hey.
D-Mace wants to know. He's our conspiracy theorist. Hey. D-Mace loves this stuff.
Well, now listen. I mean, there's only two first four games, right, among the 11 seeds. So, I mean, it's a 50-50 proposition. I mean, why the heck not make that choice? Are you going to deny us what we want? Come on, committee. I'm all for this conspiracy.
Okay, here's the real question, though. Miami at 31-1. If I'm them, I'm saying, you're going to put me in the first four, really? 31-1?
Yeah, but Willie, I mean, here's the thing.
I'm just giving you their perspective. I'm not saying that's not the right thing, but you don't think they have a chance to be above that.
One of the softest schedules in the country.
Yeah, they have a chance, but, I mean, half of their resume is – incredibly subpar, right? I mean, the predictive metrics are terrible, and so now you have a loss. I think they have to be in the first four, but yeah, maybe they won't. You know, we'll see. They are a champion of the league in the regular season. If somebody wants to, you know, talk about that with the committee, but yeah, to me, they're a first four team.
Joe Rexroad has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. Of course, you can hear him every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Robbie and Rex Road, and read him at The Athletic. Joe, enjoy the rest of the SEC tournament. I know you'll be on the road for the NCAA tournament. Please behave yourself. We don't need any gout flare-ups while you're traveling.
Will do. I'm going to go get some salad right now. Thank you.
Yes, salad right now, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
See ya. Thanks.
615-737-1025. The Titans' new jersey reveal is a couple of hours away. Mm-hmm. We have been sent a potential leak. Who knows if they're real?
Do you think it's real?
I hope it's not real.
Derek hopes it's not real, and we'll discuss.
I hope it's not real.
Coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.